Okay. Welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. This is another journal entry. I would like to say it's a poem of some sorts. Who am I? I am present, absent, clingy, avoiding attachment style. Many things and nothing. I am angry, a baby, a teen, barely an adult. I am responsible, private, together. I have purpose, I have vision. I have evolved, grown, and improved. I wear my heart on my sleeves. I love to say no. Nothing I enjoy better than my own company. Is it trauma? Perhaps. I am trauma. I am pain. I have forgiven. I am not a walk in the park. I complain because my needs will be heard. I might not know the answer right away, but I will work on getting the result. I am privileged to have people I can lean on during hardships. I am sweet. I am sour. I am ambitious. I am forgetful. I am a wife and a mother. I am anxious, but I am also still. I am proud, and I am black. I am a crybaby. I am messy. I am chaos. I am whole. I am broken. I am available. I am on do not disturb. I am music. I am silence. I am tangled. And I am unraveled. I am codependent and I am learned. I am cultured. I am loyal. I am a sister. I am a friend. I am a safe place. I am a fraud and I am authentic. I am value and I am uncommonly human. So, for this one, I want to tell you to remember to treat yourself responsibly. I'm not saying to spend your last cent. Try to buy candles if you like scented smells in your home. I know some people might not be into that or have children and fire can be an issue. So if you do have children and you do buy candles, be careful. Make sure you watch your children. You can have dinner for one. Do not let social media fool you when they say eating alone is sad. Not being able to enjoy your own company is what's sad, in my opinion. Get closer to God. Go to church or any church event. These are just some recommendation of outlets to help you manage your emotions because some days are more intense than others. Find your own community. I guarantee you that if you do a quick search on your cell phone, you can use Google or any preferred website. I promise you, someone likes what you like. Also, try to sign up for some type of activity that gets your body moving, like the gym. And if that's not your vibe, that's fine. That's completely fine. You can do 20-minute walks outside. Try yoga, swimming, tennis, any affordable activity worth your while. Because those kind of activities that get our bodies moving, they release endorphins in our body that help us truly manage our emotions and help us feel a little bit happier. That last resource that I gave, this outlet, I struggle with. I'm going to be real with you. I struggle with that one because I tell myself, I'm going to go walk 20 minutes. I'll do it 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days. And then on the 9th date, I'm like, it's cold. It's raining. My feet hurt. And this and that. A million of excuses. So even if you can find a YouTube channel or some type of content creator online that does any type of stretching, you can do stretching at home. You can do stretching at home or any type of yoga indoor. And all these things, little by little, they help. Trust me when I say they help. Not everyone can afford therapy. Some insurances do not cover it, so people pay out of pocket. And if you can afford therapy, good for you. Go every week if you need it. Do it twice a month if you need it. Once every 30 days if you need it. Everybody is in different places when it comes to their mental health. I know that for me, the outlets that I give you work for me personally. does not mean it will necessarily work for you. You have to look for what works for you. Try to not be on social media all day. Try to have some type of limit on how much content you ingest. And you might be saying, well, podcasts are also content to ingest and to digest. But even if you're listening to podcasts, you can say to yourself, I'm going to listen to 1 hour, 2-3 hours of podcast, and then I'm going to put my phone down and I'm going to go read a book. Or I'm going to call my father or my sister and talk about any type of activity that we might enjoy doing together. I'm still having this itchy throat. Bear with me. I'm doing deep breath to avoid the coughing. I have cough mint. I have a cough drop in my mouth as well to help me soothe my throat. I know that I've been suffering since I was little of having things like inflammation of the tonsils, tonsillitis, or however the medical term is. It was to the point that I was going to get surgery when I was around 6 years old. I was in the hospital for 4 days, and they said that if I didn't get better, they were going to have to remove it. Some sort of miracle of God happened, and I improved, so they discharged me, and I never got them removed. One thing my mother always used to tell me growing up was, let's try to play, let's try to get you distracted so that you can forget about the discomfort that you're experiencing. And that always worked for me. I always went outside because I lived in a country that's hot every day, Dominican Republic, when I was little. Because it was hot every day, I was able to go outside and play all day until the sun went down. I was climbing trees, I was climbing rooftops, I was playing with animals. I loved chickens. I loved chickens growing up. I would like to get back to that. Hopefully one day I can get back to having that intimate relationship with nature. I think it helps. We can try to see where we can get more nature in us. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a fan of bugs, even though there's a lot of bugs in countries like the one I come from. I always try to stay away from them. But things like chicken, They were my jam. Why did I love chickens? I cannot tell you when the love for chicken started, but it was there. I hope that you were able to take something from this journal entry that I just shared. And I'm going to try to continue to be vulnerable every week and work on the audio's flow and figure out to learn how to market this podcast. And it's a work in progress. This is a work in progress. I am a work in progress. I'm proud to say that I am a work in progress. I'm hoping that you're a work in progress. I'm hoping that if no one has told you, I hope you know that you have value, you're important, you're amazing. Even if you fall, it's not about falling, it's about how you get up and when you get up. Do not stay down. Keep going. Keep reaching for your goals. Keep reaching for your dream. Have a strategy. If that strategy is not working, do another plan. Remap it. Work it out. I promise you will find your way to what you're looking for in life. And remember not to model your life to other people's life. Everyone's life is not the same, and it's not meant to be the same. We are all unique. I am truly proud of the work that you have been doing, the work that I have been doing, the work my loved ones have been doing collectively. Stay away from toxic people. Stay away from negative people. Stay away from people that don't add on to your plate. The whole conversation about what you bring to the table is not only in the male area where people try to say that it's only negative when men talk about what you bring to the table, depending on the content, right? That question is valid for certain scenarios. What do people around you bring to the table? Do they bring stress? Do they bring anxiety? Do they bring problems? Do they bring negativity? Those are the questions you should be asking, and try to carve out a way to stay away from those people or have limited interactions with those people, because we cannot control the outside. We can only control ourselves. This has been great. I am growing through every experience. I hope you are too. Until next time.